This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hey, Leanne.
How'd the crossword puzzle tournament go last week? Any upsets? What happened?
Well, the champion was the same as last year, Dan Fayer.
Oh.
The second place was Tyler Hinman. And if you remember from Wordplay, Tyler won the championship at age 20.
Right.
He won for five straight years, but he finished second this year. This new champion, Dan Fayer, is just so, so good.
Wow. Wow. A lot of fun. Well, we had a lot of people working on your challenge that you gave us last week. Repeat it, please.
Yes, it came from listener Ed Pegg Jr., who runs the website mathpuzzle.com. I said, take the phrase consumer protection laws, rearrange these 22 letters to name a well-known person in broadcasting, plus an issue of public debate. What names and phrases are these?
And what are they?
The answer is NPR's own Scott Simon, plus nuclear power.
I love it. I know Scott and his daughters are listening in the car as we speak, and I'm sure that his daughters are going to go, oh, Baba, your name's on the radio. So, Scott Simon. We received just over 1,000 entries this week. Our randomly selected winner is Dorothy Turek of Fort Collins, Colorado. Dorothy, do I have your last name right?
That is correct.
What do you do?
I'm a registered nurse.
And how long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Oh, about 10 or 15 minutes.
Wow. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Forever.
Have you been submitting all this time?
This is my first ever entry.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Well, if you've been listening all this time, you know how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Are you ready to play?
we'll see.
Sure you are. Will, meet Dorothy. Dorothy, meet Will. Let's play.
All right, Dorothy and Leanne, every answer today is the name of a famous person. The first and second letters of this person's last name are the third and second letters, respectively, of his or her first name. For example, if I said Harold, you would say Ramis, as in actor Harold Ramis, because Ramis starts R-A, and R-A are the third and second letters of Harold.
Dear, dear. Okay.
Whoa.
All right. Number one is Ralph. You're looking for a famous Ralph whose last name starts L-A.
Ralph Lauren.
You got it.
Ralph Lauren. Good. Number two is James.
James.
So his last name begins with M-A.
That's right.
Madison.
Yeah.
James Madison is it.
Mm-hmm.
Allen. A-L-A-N.
Oh.
Alan Alda.
Alan Alda. That was fast. Benjamin.
Netanyahu?
Very well.
Netanyahu, nice. Kurt, K-U-R-T.
K-U-R-T. Kurt,
Actor?
Actor, yes.
Russell.
Kurt Russell, is it? Good.
Thank you, Leanne.
My pleasure, Dorothy.
How about Norman?
Norman Rockwell.
Oh, very good.
Norman Rockwell, good.
Rachel. Carson.
Yes.
Rachel Carson, author and environmentalist. Good. Johns. J-O-H-N-S.
J-O-H-N-S.
Entrepreneur and philanthropist.
Yeah. Say it again, Dorothy.
Hopkins.
Yep.
Hopkins, yes. Janet.
Janet with an N-A.
And you're looking for a cabinet member.
Napolitano.
That's it. Good. How about Walter? And your clue is cartoonist, animator. Yes?
Say it, Dorothy. You got it.
I almost said Lang.
Oh.
I'm not sure that that's it.
So close.
That's not it. So the N is correct. It's he was the creator of Woody Woodpecker.
Right.
Walter Lanz.
Lance is it. L-A-N-T-Z.
T-Z.
Fernando.
Fernando. F-E-R. Ray.
Fernando Ray, huh? Martha.
Martha Ray.
Martha Ray. Different spelling. Jacques.
Jacques.
You're looking for a French explorer.
Jacques.
No.
Cartier?
It can't
Cartier,
be.
Is it? Good.
Nice work.
And your last one is fictional name, Sam.
Sam.
And specifically a TV character. He ran a bar.
In Boston.
Malone.
Yes.
Sam Malone is it. Good job.
Cheers, Dorothy. Nice work.
Thank you so much.
Nice work. Oh, these weren't easy.
That was fun, not too simple.
No,
fun.
Just enough to get the brain started this morning. And more than that, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the book series Will Shorts Presents Ken Ken, Volumes 1, 2, and 3 from St. Martin's Press, one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books, and a CD compilation of NPR's Sunday Puzzles. Dorothy, before we say goodbye, tell us what member station you listen to.
I am a proud member owner of KUNC in Greeley, Colorado.
A member owner? Wow. Dorothy Turek of Fort Collins, Colorado, a fabulous puzzle player and a member owner of Republic Radio Station. Thanks so much for playing with us today.
Thank you so much, and blessings on you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Will, we need a challenge to work on for this week.
Yes, it comes from listener Francis Heaney of Brooklyn, who finished fourth at last weekend's American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. He gave this puzzle to me last weekend. Take the word calm, C-A-L-M. If you flip the pair of letters A-L in place, you get the word clam. Now, take the last name of a film director known for using profanity. Flip two pairs of letters in that name in place to get a word used as a substitute for profanity. Who is the director, and what's the word? So again, the last name of a famous film director known for using profanity, flip two pairs of letters in that name in place to get a word used as a substitute for profanity. Who's the director, and what's the word?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.